Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget, you can also check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. There you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what a mess in Virginia. First of all, yesterday they had some fools, damn fools I'll call them, that stood there like they were white supremacists, and the reporter said, well, these men were there protesting. They were Unite the Right was the name of their group, and they were there protesting at this place. Well, one of them happened to be a woman, and one guy was black, and I don't think he would be a white supremacist.
Correct.
So what the hell were they trying to prove?
This all came from the Lincoln Project. And furthermore, there was a handful of McAuliffe acolytes, McAuliffe campaign team people, that were tweeting about this earlier in the day before it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really how they got caught. And so there's this one particular woman, Christine Frundeluk, I think is her name.
Yep.
And she has resurfaced in this. Now, she surfaced earlier in the week because it was she who sent the email by accident over to Fox News to kill the story about McAuliffe and his campaign spending $60,000 hiring Mark Elias to challenge the election results.
Right.
And she's the one that wanted to kill the story. Well, she was knee-deep up to her eyelashes in this whole thing yesterday with this neo-whatever kind of thing that these people had with their tiki torches. Mm. So she was tweeting. So this is the kind of people that McAuliffe deals with,
right,
and this is the kind of people that runs his team. Now, here's something I want everybody to necessarily remember. Shall we go back to the days of the FBI and Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok and all of that? Do you remember that Terry McAuliffe had a political action committee?
Yep.
And he was donating to McCabe's wife when she was running for,
right,
you know, some local office in Virginia. So
yeah, state rep.
The whole point of this is this is so infectious. Now, let's go back even further, shall we? Because McAuliffe had called Al Gore the greatest fundraiser in history,
mm-hmm.
Al Gore. Now, let's not forget that McAuliffe raised $50 million. And then what happened for the Democrat Party? What happened? They were funding the sleepovers in the Lincoln bedroom. Do you remember any of that one?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then there was the whole money thing that McAuliffe raised to help the Arkansas couple that was the kind of the money machine that got caught up in the Clinton banking situation out in Arkansas.
Yep.
Remember that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this guy is disgusting, and I can't even believe he has the audacity to run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, he might have bought the nomination, you know.
He's the poster child for all things loathsome about the mm-hmm. Democrat Party.
Now, he got another black eye, and so did the Democrats in general, because the Washington Post, which is very much the liberal rag in the United States, the Washington Post, came out, and back in about 2 weeks ago, McAuliffe was ahead of Youngkin by 5 points. Now, suddenly, Youngkin is ahead of McAuliffe by 8 points in the same poll. And they were talking about the fact that the issue has changed because the Washington Post poll shows that education is now the number one issue for Virginia voters in the governor's race, edging out the economy. Now, they talked about the fact that in September, education voters favored McAuliffe by 33 points, but now they favor Youngkin by 9 points. That's a 42-point swing.
You know, in some ways, all things pandemic worked in the Democrats' favor for when we went into the general election. Because remember, they changed all kinds of things when it came to voting in November. Let's
yep.
not forget that.
Yep.
But on the other hand, it didn't necessarily work out so well because last year when kids did not go to school, and in some cases earlier this year when kids did not go to school, the parents were beginning to learn just how disgusting the whole education system is. And so that's why we are where we are.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more, and we're going to have Ron Edwards take us to the break. So go ahead, Mr. Ron.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Lauren Kelly, and don't forget her book, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the website TuggyThePatriotPup.com, spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. Now, she now has the audio book out there for this, so those of you that want an audio book, and remember, it's very important. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. That's how come Lauren wrote these books. She wrote all about American history correctly, unlike what you're getting from the schools right now, which is God knows what. Now, go to the website, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check out the books that she has there. There's three little books in the set. And you also can get the audio book there as well. And it's an absolute must for homeschoolers. I'll tell you that right now. I've had a lot of homeschoolers tell me that they're using this, and it's very, very educational. Don't forget the books come in English and Spanish, too. The website, again, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com. And she'll be down here in November in Tampa, as well as over at one of the gun shows, probably the one in Largo. We'll be telling you more about that as we get closer. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, we were talking during the break, and we are going to talk about this. $450,000 for families. I was at the Mission Barbecue yesterday, and the people in there were furious. Didn't matter who they were, what they were. Furious about this. Now, you said that there's a fund with the Department of Justice, and that's where this money is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
There's something called the Victims Fund that the Department of Justice has, and they've been always very selective about who gets what and how much, okay? And so they can pay out whatever it is that they want to pay out to whomever they want to pay out. And, again, it's always very selective. Now, I would say that even the Department of Justice gets some suggestions, some assertive suggestions on who should get what and how much. And so if you don't think that these, because this proposal of $450,000 per person is budgeted to be just about $1 billion when you round up all the numbers that they're putting into that mix, they're claiming to be eligible to have this $450,000. So they may not get the $450,000, but they're going to get a sizable something or other. And it doesn't take legislation to do that. It takes no legislation. Legislation is already there, meaning that the Department of Justice has a victims fund.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
you don't have any say so about what happens. None, zero.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad my audience is hearing it, because if they weren't mad before, they're madder now, because I'm telling you, yesterday, it was quite the discussion that was going on. And
well, no doubt. I mean, it's got everybody absolutely in an uproar, and rightly so. It should.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how the Wall Street Journal actually got a heads up on the Department of Justice was even considering this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they have a plant or two inside the Department of Justice. So, you know, thank goodness for the Wall Street Journal giving us the heads up on this. But these people are going to get something. I'm just telling you that.
Okay. Now, AOC chimes in again yesterday, says that Biden should cancel all the student debt, and this is after he does his spending bill cuts, and who knows what's going to happen with her, because apparently she's running the roost. And by the way, we've got a caller, so when you answer this, then we'll go to the caller.
Well, you know, if they can't get what they want to get out of the infrastructure bill, they'll sneak it into other things like the highway bill, or, you know, some other kind of thing that we have to do. So that discussion is not over with, but by the progressives.
Okay, Bagham and Bob's on the line. Bagham and Bob, what's your question for Denise?
Yeah, anyway, I just want to know, since we're getting ready to go into hyperinflation maybe, and is China, are we still selling China our bonds? And with inflation going up, the interest rates are going to have to be going up, and therefore we're going to have to be paying a lot more interest to service the debt on these bonds and stuff. And are the Democrats going to be trying to raise taxes even further to pay for that interest? And what do you think as far as how is that going to affect us? All right, that's it, Cam.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Anything that walks, anything that moves, going to have a tax now that
that's right,
and so they're creating new places to create a tax. Now they may not call it a tax, they may call it a surcharge, they may call it a permit fee or some other kind of, so that's what they're going to do, and they're going to go all the way down the line. So yes, China still does own our bonds, and then we are just doing our own printing. So we're going to go into hyperinflation. If you listen to Janet Yellen yesterday, she said so. She said it very gently and genteelly so that, you know, her words wouldn't hurt. She chose some really soft words. But, yeah, this is going to be with us for quite a while. So we're in trouble.
Well, when it comes to the supply chain, the government, the Biden administration said, well, we're going to have the ports open 24-7, and that will take care of the problem, and we're going to unload more ships, and we're going to get them in and out quicker, and this, that, and the other. Well, okay, just one little thing there, Mr. President Biden, so there, Cercio. So they don't have the workers. They can't have the third shift to make it go 24-7. They don't have the workers.
All right.
And they don't have them anywhere. I mean, it's not just that they're not on the West Coast. They're not on the East Coast either. But I will tell you this. Did you see the ships coming into Miami and going into Fernandina Beach and coming into the Gulf with the containers on them that had been routed around the other way instead of coming the way that...
Well, they weren't necessarily rerouted.
Mm-hmm.
Let's kind of get that one straight. They're ports anyway. So they weren't... we have had some ships rerouted.
Yep.
But not every ship that comes into our cargo ports is rerouted.
No,
nope.
But there's about, I've been told it's right now it's about 10% so far that are willing to take the additional voyage on because it means additional money for the containers.
What's happening is out there in Long Beach, now they're getting fined. And
yes.
That's hurting the situation even more. So,
gee, is that a tax?
I rest my case.
I know, but I just said that because of what you said. They're going to call it something. There
right.
You go. There's your tax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And these clowns, you know, Buttigieg, get him out of there. What the hell? He doesn't.
Well, I agree with you, but here's the interesting thing. If I have it right, I think he's going to be on Fox News Sunday or whatever it is that Chris Wallace does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Chris Wallace, but he can ask some tough questions. Well, Buttigieg is one of his guests on Sunday.
Okay. Now, there was a search warrant that revealed new details about who had contact with the gun in the deadly Baldwin Rush shooting. We have four people that have now been involved. And by the way,
it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
None of that matters. What the investigators are trying to do is establish procedures and timelines and who did what and, you know, how all this thing shook out, to show how reckless everything was on the movie set when they were filming and when they weren't filming. That's all well and good. And I think that that's important to happen for the sake of all other movies that, are filmed and have the use of weapons in them. But it still comes down to this is Alec Baldwin. Period.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because I was told by an attorney that the last person to have the weapon is the one who's going to be the one that's at fault because they did not check to see if it was loaded.
Said it 100 times.
Yep, I know it, and you're right. And that's again, an attorney agreed with you, so we'll see how that works out. Okay, you have yourself a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. Go over there, read the articles that she writes, and you'll be in the know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with Pope Francis at the Vatican for their first official meeting and to address two issues, climate change and COVID-19.
Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. Climate change and COVID-19. Biden arrived with First Lady Jill for the meeting. He told reporters that he and the Pope prayed for peace and that the topic of abortion was never raised during the meeting. The FDA has approved the Pfizer vaccine for kids. Dr. Janet Woodcock says the vaccine is both safe and effective.
Parents and guardians can rest assured that we conducted a comprehensive and rigorous evaluation of the data on the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, and that this vaccine meets our high standards.
The acting FDA commissioner says the vaccine was found to be 90.7% effective with no serious side effects. Next, the CDC will review the recommendation and a rollout of.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarah Soltal, for doing that for us. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they have made a product that works for me and has for the past 6 years. I was having a lot of problems. I had to take Mobic and Plexeril because of my left ankle, left foot, left leg. It continued to ache and swell and just burn and all that sort of stuff, which is what it did because of the damage done to my left foot and ankle, thanks to the World Trade Center. But I got rid of it, and I was found this product called Relief Factor. And I've never looked back. It's 100% drug-free. Love that part about it. But because of the ingredients that are in there, that's all natural. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. I take the product, and it is what the body needs for your natural response to inflammation, just the problem that I have in swelling, too. Now, it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, what's amazing with me is I could have a pain in my foot or in my ankle that goes up to my knee or my hip or even into my back, or maybe my shoulder's bothering me, which I've got arthritis in, my right shoulder from having broken it. Same with my left wrist. And the pain will go away. It'll flat out go away. It's amazing. And, folks, my point is, if it works for me, it might just work for you, too. But you won't know unless you give it a try. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, $19.95 in the 3-week quick start, and you'll know you'll know whether or not it works. And I can tell you that you'll be a happy, happy camper if you can get out of pain like I did. All right. Told you about our governor, Ron DeSantis, setting a special session for November the 15th here to bring the legislature back to put through some sort of bill about stopping the Biden vaccine mandate that affects businesses as well as the private sector and police officers, firefighters, and EMS too. And something will be done, I'm sure, because this is ridiculous what's going on right now. Again, if you haven't been paying attention, New York City police, fire, EMS, between now and Monday, they stand to lose 30,000 put on unpaid leave because they haven't gotten vaccinated. 30,000. Now, for you people that are listening to me up there, if you don't understand what that means, I'm going to explain it very, very briefly and direct to the point. It means the response time in getting to you, we call it the golden 10, folks, the golden 10. If you have a heart attack, if you have a stroke, if you have difficulty breathing and you stop breathing, the golden 10, 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes to get them in the back of the rig and get them to a hospital. If you don't, 99 times out of 100, they're going to die. That's what's going to happen in New York City if de Blasio is stupid enough to put these people out on the street. And I do mean what I just said, stupid enough. You got to be a damn fool to do that to the public. And if that happens, then you need to understand who's responsible for it. It's not the firefighters. It's not the police officers. It's not the EMS. It's de Blasio. And the fault has to lie right there. All right, I'm going to go to the, I'm going to go to the telephone line, and I got Todd on the line. So, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me say something to people in Virginia. Who's the idiot that's voting for a Democrat? Where are you? Who's the idiot in your family that's voting for a Democrat? Not one person in Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia City, Norfolk, wherever should be, you should all be voting. Every person should be voting Republican, okay? And you should take a picture of your ballot to make sure that your ballot is counted, okay? Because the shenanigans and the cheating, and when they tell you at 8 o'clock, oh, it's all over, you don't believe them, okay? They lie, okay? It's a disgrace, okay? Not one person in Virginia should be voting for a Democrat, not one. Even you federal people that work for the government, okay? Don't you see what's happening here? Here's our cops, here's our nurses, here's our first responders who laid their life on the line during COVID for these idiot Democrats and everybody else in the country, and now this idiot is putting an unconstitutional mandate to get rid of our cops and people that don't want to get the vaccine. No, this is America. You don't want the vaccine? Don't take the vaccine. You know, and there's no, we don't have the right to tell you what to do. Okay, here's the Supreme Crooks. They're not doing the doggone thing. Let me say something to the Pope. I grew up Catholic. Let me tell that socialist Marxist Pope over there who's getting paid off at the Vatican, where Joe Biden is, a disgrace to Catholics, who's killing babies and doesn't want to say Merry Christmas. Let me tell you, you're a disgrace. I wouldn't even let you come to the Vatican if I was a Pope. Where's Pope John Paul? There was a righteous Pope. Even the sinner knew that Pope John Paul was a righteous man. Get out of here. Well, you got your 40-foot wall around the Vatican, but we're letting illegals in with all their sickness and disease, and now you're going to get rid of our cops. Get the freak out of here. Let me tell Jen Psaki, quit lying, you ridiculous piece of garbage up there at the White House. If the 438 House members give Joe Biden a dollar, may the Lord do the same to you that he did to Sodom and Gomorrah and your city. And that includes Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham in South Carolina and Murkowski and Collins and all you fake phony Republicans. Don't ever go to Utah because Romney's there. And that's three quarters of 96 senators. Stand up for our cops. Cops go out 2x2, shoot to kill, and stand up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you pastors get in the game. Let's get to work, Captain Shade, the country, peace.
Thank you. Okay. And I think Todd was on board there with all that. That sounded pretty pretty direct and straight and to the point. And again, you can't argue with what he's saying, because these people, they're it's the continuing destruction of America as we know it, the fundamental transformation of America. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals on steroids. Now, don't take my word for it. Go look it up. If you haven't done it by now, I don't know why in the hell you haven't. Saul Alinsky, his rules for radicals, the 13 points in which they go by doing it, the fundamental transformation of America. Obama said it when he walked out in Colorado amongst the pillars that night and said, "We are 5 days away from the fundamental transformation of America." Am I the only one that remembers that? Well, guess what? They're back. They're back. And remember, the release of the third quarter gross domestic product was, to say the least, climactic. The economy grew at a measly 2 percentage points after adjusting for seasonably according prices, according to the preliminary estimate by the Commerce Department. Now, that was nearly a full point miss below the consensus estimate and very close to the bottom of the range of the forecast. Now, perhaps more importantly, it was a fraction of the forecast for the third quarter growth that most Wall Street analysts were putting out at the start of the quarter. Remember what they said? Well, we're going to have 6 or 7 or 8%. Remember all that? They said that back in April. Didn't happen. Didn't happen. As a matter of fact, we might have an even lower GDP in the final quarter of the year because of what we're seeing with the supply chain demand and all the other prices that are just going out of sight that we can't keep control of. Now, one possibility, the further acceleration that the Biden people predict, another possibility is next to nothing. Now, consumers could pull back on spending in anticipation of higher taxes to pay for all the spending. And finally, the third possibility is liftoff for a long dormant inflation. And I believe that's where we're headed. I believe we're going to see an inflation that's going to last through most of next year. I don't see any way around it. There's too many signs that are there. Having been through this several times in my lifetime, I see it again. Now, 95% of the manufacturers in the 10th District of the Federal Reserve report that they are experiencing supply chain disruptions and shortages. 95%. Think about that. That's the Midwestern part of the country, the Rust Belt, they call it. Think about that. You think that's going to help the gross domestic product coming up? Hell no. Hell no. All right, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so that means we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, finish with the final segment, and I'm going to let Kathy give you her little message here. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Goose, on America's Third Watch.
You sure are, and welcome back to the final segment of the weekend edition, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and for those of you who have heard me talk about them over the years, Moss Nissan simply is, in my opinion, the best dealer that you can find to do business with because of the way they do business. Now, here's the deal. I know they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way into upstate New York and New England, and all the way into the upper Midwest, as far north in the Midwest as Minnesota. People have come down here and bought vehicles. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had someone come down here from Kentucky to buy a Titan pickup that they wanted because it wasn't available in the area that they lived in Kentucky, but they were able to get it down here. And by the way, they got a better price on it. And one of the reasons they got a better price is because they were a veteran and you served, you saved. Guess what? That gets you a discount of $500 on the vehicle you're looking at. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners at one of the dealerships where they bought a new Nissan or maybe even a certified pre-owned vehicle. And I'll tell you what, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. They work very hard at that. Now, I took a test drive and drove around the other day in a Rogue, had a good time in it. The Rogue is totally redesigned. It's the inside of it's as big as a Murano right now. And it is, in fact, the hottest SUV in the market. They've got plenty of them in stock, so go take a look. That plus the Frontier, the all-new redesigned Frontier. You're going to love that. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. New and pre-owned vehicles. Don't forget trade-ins. Holy cow. You talk about having a little gold mine in your lap. Your vehicle is worth 25% more today than what it was 6 months ago. That's a fact. So whatever the blue book says on your vehicle back in January, it's worth 25% more. And you'll get that in terms of trade. And by the way, you want to sell your vehicle? Looking for some money? Don't need the second, don't need the vehicle you got? You can drive the other one, the wife's driving or whatever. Get a hold of Moss Nissan. Now, their locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue right here in Tampa. And they're coming soon to Brooksville, Florida, and I can't wait when they get up there. Love you folks up there in Brooksville. Was on the air up there for quite a while. Filled in for the late Bob Hay doing the morning show up there. And then, of course, I have my regular weekend stint up there, too. This show that you're hearing now was at one time heard up there all around the country. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch more money. Save you a bunch more money. All righty. Our governor, Ron DeSantis, God bless him, went up to D.C. this week and just destroyed the fake news media, as well as the rhinos in the Republican Party. Here's what he said. You've got a president for over 2 years created a fake conspiracy theory involving Russian collusion. I was in Congress when that started. I was the only one of a handful of people who knew that this was BS from the beginning. But they did it, and they milked it. And it was because they disagreed with the outcome of the 2016 election. You betcha. He went on to say, Governor DeSantis said, they talked about complaining about 2020. They never accepted Donald Trump. They created and manufactured a conspiracy theory to try to drive him out of office and to kneecap him. And his presidency, as we know it, was false. We now know that there was no truth to any of it. Yes, we do. Governor DeSantis went on to say, we don't have time for boneless wonders or the fake news media. Absolutely, positively true, Governor. And that's why we've got the best governor in the country right here. Now, speaking of governors, all eyes are on Virginia right now. All eyes. This, ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening to me in Virginia, this is going to be the most important election of your lifetime in that state. You have a chance to turn around the mess that's been created in Virginia by the Democrats that have been there back-to-back and the ridiculous numbers that they put together costing you the high taxes and all the different problems that you're having right now. Now, how Glenn Youngkin could become the education governor is important because that's his priority. Now, this week, Virginia voters on Tuesday will be selecting the next governor. They'll be choosing between Clinton-era Democrat and former governor Terry McAuliffe, what have you done for me lately, and the Republican nominee Glenn Youngkin, a very successful businessman with a tremendous track record in business, just like someone else we know, Donald Trump. Now, if Youngkin wins, and I believe he is going to, it will be as a result of the issue of education, which has become the central issue of the Virginia governor's campaign. Now, remember what Terry McAuliffe said. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. Really, Terry? Really? What a dope. And McAuliffe struck a nerve with Virginia voters when in the final debate he said that. He struck a nerve. Youngkin was right to press back immediately and press back hard, and he did. Youngkin has promised to return parents to a place of authority over their kids' education, and that's where they should be. He could become the nation's education governor, and that wouldn't be a bad deal, serving as a model for other governors across the nation, and he's promising to do just exactly that. And remember, all the momentum right now is for Youngkin. But Virginia voters, of course, will decide. The voters will have it to decide. And they shouldn't take anything for granted. They need to get out there. They need to vote. Virginia needs Yankton. Or Youngkin, I guess it is. I'm sorry, I'll say the right word here in a minute. But Terry McAuliffe is not the answer. He is just not the answer. He'd be going from the frying pan into the fire. Or worse. Now, don't forget, we know that Joe Biden's falling in the polls. His leadership is being challenged. His ability to govern is being challenged. Nancy Pelosi is just off on a slab somewhere, barely staying warm. She doesn't know how to act with this squad that's in there. And the Democrats have lied to the American people. They lied about this so-called pandemic. They lied about the vaccines. They lied about masks, lockdowns, social distancing, and all the rest. They lied about the 2020 election. They lied about unifying the country. They lied about Biden, knowing he didn't have the mental capacity to govern. To them, he's disposable. They lied about their multi-trillion-dollar spending plans because it's not their benefit for anyone but themselves. Doing what the Democrats do best, keep people in the dark and in slavery. Only this time, it doesn't matter what color you are. Their goal was a coup d'etat without firing a shot, and they did it. If they get America, they get the world. This is your start, Virginia. This is your start. Send these guys packing. Send McAuliffe back to the bench. And I don't know if there's any other people running in local elections or whatnot up there, but it's time to clean house and start over. You'd be a lot better off if they don't agree to your values, your sense of values, vote them out. Don't put up with these people. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And remember, in this country, they work for us. They work for us. It's all about we the people here in this program, always has been, always will be. We are going to take this country back. We're going to send these people packing. And you have to get it amongst yourselves. You have to get it amongst yourselves. And hello, James in Georgia. You have to get it amongst yourselves that it's time to pick yourself up by the bootstrap, get out there with like-minded individuals, and get going. America needs you. America needs you. All right. I will be back on Monday morning. It's going to be a great weekend. Can't wait to see how the Bucks do in New Orleans. I hope they do well. And Florida, Georgia today. Pick a team. God bless America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.